little bit. 1 Samuel chapter number 30. And reading verse number 8 tonight. We preached from this scripture last night from these scriptures. And I want to read the last verse that I read in my text last night tonight. Verse number 8, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Then in the book of Numbers, chapter number 22, verse number 8. If you'll follow with us just a little bit here. Numbers 22 and 8. And he said unto them, "Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me." And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. Verse number 12. And God said unto Balaam, "Thou shalt not go with them, thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed." Verse number 19. "Now therefore I pray you, tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more." And verse 22. And God's anger was kindled, because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. And he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. Amen. It seems like I got up early this morning, and the Lord had dealt with me about a message some time ago, in fact. And I got up this morning and began to study it out and put it together, and felt like that maybe that we would go that way tonight. But all through the day, my soul has been going back to the service last night. And I tell you, I feel like last night was almost like a launching pad. Right. Yes. Right. Amen. Yes. I feel like last night was just a beginning point. And we preached last night on a full recovery, being able to have all that restored that you one time had. And about how Joseph named his children. He named one of them Ephraim and one of them Manasseh. Yes. One of them men he has caused me to forget. Yes. Amen. All those problems, all those things in the past, right. God has caused me to forget. Yes. And the other men, amen, the blessings of the Lord had come upon him. Amen. Thank God. And I feel like the Lord spoke to us last night. And we went to Joseph, of course, and preached a little there that within 3 days, amen, that there'd be a full recovery. That within 3 days, the cupbearer would be restored to his place. And all day long, even though I studied this morning and thought I had where I'd be, I could not get away all day long from the words ringing in my mind, a full recovery. Amen. I couldn't get away from it. And so as the evening progressed and we got closer to service and began to go again into the Word of the Lord and look at it again and meditate on it more, amen, I felt like God spoke to my heart. I was praying, "Lord, you told us last night to pursue, to go after the enemy, to go after the things that has been took from us, and that you would give us a restoration. But God, is there something else here?" And I mean, it was just as clear to me that the Lord spoke to my heart and said obedience. And I felt like he dealt with me and he said, I've already through the course of weeks and months, I've been dealing with people, and I've been setting the stage for this revival for some time. Right. I've been speaking to people already. Come on. Amen. And what I require of them is just simply for them to obey me. Right. It's not a hard thing God requires.
No, it isn't.
It's not a big thing. but it's just simply to obey Him. That's what He's wanting tonight. Amen? Somebody that'll obey Him. When He told Peter that upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, He also told him, He said, I'll give to you the keys to the kingdom. Amen. Anything you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Anything you bind in heaven will be bound on earth. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. I feel like tonight the Lord is literally placing the key of your deliverance in your bosom. It ain't left up to Brother Steve. It's not left up to Brother Mike. It's not left up to your companion. It's not left up to your neighbor. But I feel like tonight God is going to press the key of your deliverance into your bosom. He's going to hand it to you. And you're going to have to make a decision whether you're going to obey God and do what the Lord is dealing with your heart to do in order to get that full recovery, or whether you're going to let that key lay dormant and not be used. Amen? Thank God. Would you lift your hands one more time and pray for us as we begin to preach? Precious God of heaven, thank You for Your Word. I thank You for Your Spirit. And I believe in You right now to let the Holy Ghost settle down upon my soul. I feel a quivering, God, in my spirit and in my soul tonight. I feel the voice of God is going to speak to us right here through the Word. Help us tonight, Jesus. Not to say anything, God, above that You would. In Jesus' name, amen. We read to you again in the book of 1 Samuel where David is praying and he receives the message from the Lord to pursue. Thou shalt overtake them and without fail recover all. Amen. And I want to preach tonight, Numbers 22. I want to preach tonight on quit praying and start obeying. Quit praying and start obeying. We read in the Scripture about this mighty man of God by the name of Balaam. He was a man of God. He was one that God could speak to. He was one that could get a prayer through. Amen. And in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 2, we read where Peter speaks of his error and speaks of his sin and speaks of his ways. Let me read that to you, 2 Peter chapter 2. And verse 16, it said, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. And I want you to notice that phrase tonight, the madness of the prophet. In other words, he was not saying that this was not a man of God. He was not saying that he did not have a hunger for God. It was Balaam that made the statement. Hey man, let my last in. Hey man, I believe it was to the effect of, in other words, I want to please him. I can't remember the exact phrase, but I want to serve him. I want to my ways to be as his ways. And I want to serve him. And I feel like that was what was in Balaam's heart. But the problem that Balaam had was not fully obeying the voice of God. Do you know what a privilege it is for God to speak to us? Do you know what a privilege it is in this world in 2004 when we ride down the streets of Columbus, Ohio, and look up, we rode up through there on High Street, and me and Brother Mike, and just looked around at all the people that's walking the streets and standing and mingling around, and just wonder how many of them has ever really heard the voice of God, how many of them has ever really felt conviction, how many of them know anything about eternity, but how privileged we are. Amen. To be able to say that we have heard
the voice of Almighty God. We may have not heard it in a verbal, amen, in our ear type hearing, but He has dealt with our heart. He has spoke to us through His Word. He has spoke to us through prophecy. He has spoke to us through His prophets and His ministers. Amen. What a privilege it is in 2004 to be in touch with God. Amen. And I tell you what I see here is a man that could get a hold of God. A man that God thought enough of that when he prayed that he answered his prayer. And so Balaam, amen, this prophet, all of a sudden he has company knocking at his door. Amen. Who's there? Amen. It is the princes of Moab. And we have come down. We have been sent by Balak. And we want you to come with us now and to curse this people that are come up against us, for they are too mighty for us. He was wanting Balaam to come and curse Israel and curse God's people. Amen. I tell you, you're in a bad place. Amen. When people want you to take a stand against God's people. But that's what they did. They went to Balak and the princes of Moab. And they said to Balaam, we want you to prophesy. We have learned that you have a lot of power with God. We've learned when you opened your mouth that things have come to pass. And so now, amen, we brought gifts. Amen. And we have brought a message from Balak that you are to prophesy. Come with us and go with us. We'll set you in a high place. We'll put you in a high position. We'll put you where you should be. And we'll let you begin to prophesy against these people. And so a lot of people would not have even prayed about it. They would just said, well, I mean, it just sounds good. And so I'll just do what sounds good. But Balaam did one thing right, is he fell down and he began to call on the name of the Lord. He said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again as the Lord shall speak unto me. And the princes of Moab abode, amen, with Balaam. And God came unto Balaam and said unto him, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said, Balak, amen, the king of Moab has sent them. Behold, there is a people come up out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Curse me them. Preadventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And then verse 12 we read to you where it said, and God said, amen. That ought to settle it. Can you say amen? That ought to be the end of the discussion. Amen. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Amen. And so he comes out in the morning and he tells them, get to your land. Amen. The Lord refuseth to give me leave to go with you. Go back and tell Balak that I'm not coming, that I've heard from the Lord and I know that the voice of God, and I'm not coming. And so they went back and they told Balak what he said. And it said, amen, and Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said unto him, for thus saith Balak, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee to very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And Balaam answered and said unto them, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. This is a great saying. He's made a great decision. He heard from the Lord and he obeyed the Lord and he's begin to have confidence. He's about to do what God has bid him do. He's told him he would not go. But then they come again. And the Bible says that he prayed the second time. Now therefore I pray you, tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say more. Amen. I know what the Lord's got to say about it. He's already spoke to my heart. I've already heard His will. But if you'll stay here, I'll pray again about it. Come on here now. I'll see what the Lord has got to say more on this situation. Amen. I want to preach a little while on quit praying and start obeying. The worst mistake that Balaam ever made was when he prayed again. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, amen, when God begins to speak to your heart and God begins to deal with you about, amen, the will of God for your full recovery and for the power of God to come down in your life and to restore you, amen, to your former works. Amen, you've prayed and you've said, Lord, amen, I want to be back at that place where the power of God rests heavily on my soul. I want to be at that place where I feel your liberty and I feel your power. And God has given the key to you and pressed it in your bosom and said, if you want a full recovery, amen, here's the key to your recovery. Here is what you must do. Here is what must happen. Here is what I'm telling you to do. Amen. But Balaam, amen, he went back and he prayed again. And he said, Lord, is this really what you mean? God, they came back. And God, they've asked me again what to do. And Lord, I want to pray some more about this. Do you know you can pray too much? Come on here and help me a while. Do you know you can pray so much about something until it hinders your faith to obey God? When God speaks to you and you know it's God, amen, you don't need to pray no more. But you need to say, yes, Lord, I feel your presence. I hear your voice. And God, I'm going to obey you. Amen. Help me preach a little while tonight. I'm preaching on quit praying and start obeying. Amen. There was a brother that came by. Amen. When I was pastoring there, a good friend of mine. And he was praying. Been several years ago. And he was praying about taking a church. He called me one day and he said, Brother Steve, he said, I wanted to come by. I've got a week off. He was evangelizing at the time. And he said, they've asked me about this church. And he said, I've really been praying about it. And I took that week just to get the mind of God. And he said, I want to know if it'd be all right to come by your place and to stay that week to set my trailer up. And he said, I wanted to know if you would pray and fast with me, amen, that week to get the will of God. Amen. I said, I sure will, brother. I said, you come on over, bring your family over. I said, we'll go to the church and pray. I said, we'll fast. Amen. We'll see if the law, what the Lord's got to say about it. Come on here now. Amen. Well, he come rolling in. Amen. A few weeks later, ever how it was, I don't remember the time frame. But he come rolling in, maybe a few days later. Amen. That first day he got there. Amen. Maybe it was toward Monday evening. I done fasted all day. Amen. And was looking to try about 4 or 5 days of fasting. And so I'd fasted and been praying for him. He rolled in and we started talking about the church and about the situation and, you know, about God's will and just kind of talking in general. And he told me, he said, you know, Brother Steve, he said, I was praying about it not long ago, and he said, I felt like the Lord already spoke to me and told me to take the church. But he said, you know, I just want to pray and fast about it some a little bit more. I jumped up off the couch. My wife was sitting, I believe. I jumped up off the couch. I said, man, you're crazy. I said, you want me to fast all week long? I said, I'm fixing to go eat me a hamburger. Hey, man, I've been to give me a milkshake. I've been to order me a large order of fries. Hey, man, come on here now. I mean, there ain't no need in prayer and fasting about something all week long when God has already said, this is what you need to do. If you're not careful, amen, you'll pray yourself out of the will of God. You'll pray yourself out of doing what God said do. Amen. The key to your recovery, God, amen, spoke to my heart, and I'm going to place it in their bosom. Amen. You know, keys are different. The key that will get you in this front door here to the church won't get you in my travel trailer. The key that will get you in my travel trailer won't crank my truck. Everybody preach. Every key is different. And you know, what works for one person to get deliverance and get help and get strength and get restoration and feel God, it may not work for the next person. Well, I seen them roll in the floor and shout. Hey, man, I'm going to roll in the floor and shout, and then God will give me what I need. No, if that's not the key that God has placed in your bosom, then it won't work. But you see, God, for weeks now, hey, man, He's been working on your spirit. Hey, man, there's been a longing in your heart for a full recovery. You longed, hey, man, for the power of God to be like it used to be in your soul. You said to your companion, amen, maybe even in the wee hours of the morning, amen, you said, oh, I remember the former days. I remember, amen, oh, when the power of God, I remember when there wasn't so much tension and contention and there wasn't so much pressure. I remember when going to church was a joy. I remember when I looked forward, amen, when the preacher got up. I looked forward to when the singing started. I looked forward because I knew I'd get help. I knew I was going to feel God. I knew I was going to be blessed. And I was going to be a blessing. Amen. You've been longing for that. And God has said, I've already dealt with you. God has already spoke to you. God has already told you what you need to do to get deliverance. Amen. He said here that he prayed the second time. Amen. I've heard folks get up and testify in the house of God and they'd say, tears running down their face. Amen. I prayed. God spoke to me and dealt with my heart. Amen. To lay the scissors down and keep them out of my hair. Come on here now. God dealt with my heart. Amen. I quit going to the beauty parlor. God dealt with my heart. Hey, man, I took my jewelry off. I got rid of my makeup. Hey, man, all these things. Who did it? God dealt with me. I prayed about it. And I felt God spoke to me. Hey, man, it's best to wait for God to speak to you about things and not just man. Hey, man, but I'll have what their own mouth say. I prayed about it. And God dealt with me about it. But then a few years had rolled by. And they'd get around wrong influences. And they'd get around the worldly crowd. They'd get around them where they were snipping and trimming. Come on here now. Hey man, if you get tight on me, I'll take off about 30 minutes and preach wholeness. And then come back to my message. Amen. It's still holiness or hell. You still got to live a clean life. A holy life. A sanctified life. Come on here now. Hey man, I've heard them say, amen. God dealt with me. I prayed about it and God spoke to me. Amen. A few years later, amen, I'd go to him and I'd say, I remember you told me you prayed about this. Amen. And that God spoke to your heart. Amen. And I've heard him say, yeah, but I prayed again. I went back and I prayed some more about it. I tell you, when you start praying off the things God has spoke to your heart about, and when you start praying off the convictions of holiness that He put in your heart years ago, you're praying too much. Amen. I didn't know you could pray too much. Oh yeah, you can pray too much. You see the key about prayer. That one brother told me, hey man, out in Oklahoma, he said, yeah, I pray usually on average 8 hours a day.
Amen. 8 hours a day. Amen. Nobody getting saved under his ministry. Come on here now. Amen. Nobody. No miracles. No signs following. Amen. His children lost. Amen. I pray 8 hours a day. I'm close to God. That don't mean you're close to God. Amen. You know God gave you one mouth and two ears. Amen. My mama told me when I was a little boy, it means you're supposed to listen as twice as much as you talk. That means if somebody's talking 8 hours to God, amen, amen, amen. Come on here now. Amen. I ain't listening. Amen. It's time to say, Lord, I want to hear you and I want to obey you. You get in a crowd of a bunch of people, the one who's always talking the most is the one who thinks they know the most. Bad when you get down and talk to God and you talk 8 hours and don't give Him a chance to say nothing. Amen. Amen. God already got it all figured out. Amen. I just need to tell you how it's going to be. That ain't the way prayer works. Prayer is when you say, God, amen, speak to my heart and show me what I need to do. Tell me what I need to do. Maybe somebody tonight, God's dealt with your heart that you need to call them. You need to go to them. You need to make some things right. You need to say, I was wrong. You need to say, I want to get everything cleared up. Amen. And until you obey God and do what He said do, you're never going to have a full recovery. Amen. That one sister I pastored for several years, she's dead and gone now. She'd go to the doctor. She'd go to the emergency room so much they knew her on a first name basis. She'd go to the doctor. Amen. They gave her, amen, cupboards full of medicine. I'd go see her. She'd call me wee hours of the morning sometime. Praying the Lord, Brother Steve, come pray for me. Amen. I'd go over there and pray for her. Sometimes I'd forget the oil. Amen. She'd say, you ain't bring no oil? No, I didn't bring no oil, sis. I forgot. And she said, well, I got some Crisco in there. I anointed her with Crisco one time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But she'd go to the doctor, and the doctor would say, this is what you need to do. He'd write a prescription, and he'd say, you need to take this. I'd go see her, and I'd say, what did the doctor say? Well, that old doc, that old quack. He don't know nothing. Said, he don't know what he's talking about. He's about like them other 15 or 20 I went to. Said, don't none of them understand. What'd he tell you? He told me take this and do that and don't do that. She said, and I did it for a day or two, but I couldn't tell no difference. And so I quit taking the medicine. And I quit doing what he said. Come on here now. Amen. I tell you, when you get a voice from heaven to speak to you, amen, it's just like taking a good dose of medicine. It may not seem at the beginning that it's doing a whole lot of good, but if you'll do what God said, every day you'll get a little better. Every day you'll get a little stronger. Every day you'll get a little closer. Amen. Oh, come on, help me reach a little higher. Amen. You know, I thought about last night. Amen. This brother, he's been sick all week. You could see it in his eyes. Last night when I shook hands and talked with him, you could just see his eyes didn't look good. He looked sick. But when he walked in tonight, amen, I seen a little bit more glimmer in his eyes. I seen a little bit more spry in his step. Amen. I said, you gonna run tonight? He said, I might. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What's he doing? He's a little better than he was last night. You know what may happen tomorrow? He may be a little bit more bitter, Sister Mary. Amen. The healing you need, it may not come tonight, but every day you might get a little better. Every day you might reach a little higher until finally one day, amen, God has done the work. Amen. Balaam said, let me pray about this thing some more. And he went out there and he prayed. And the Lord said, and he came. And it said, now therefore I pray, tarry. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come and call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, thou shalt, that shalt thou do. He prayed the second time. And the second time he prayed, first time he prayed, God said, don't do it. Don't go with them. The second time he prayed, God said, if they come and call for you, rise up and go with them. Come on here now. But I know both times it was the Lord that spoke to me. But you see, the thing about it is the first time you prayed, God spoke to you about His divine, perfect will. The second time when you got down to pray, like Balaam, I feel like Balaam's attitude was already settled. Hey man, he got down and started praying like I've heard some people pray. Lord, I thank you, God, for what I'm about to do. I thank you for this job that I'm about to take, God. Come on here now. I thank you for this decision. Hey man, come on, help me a little while. Hey man, already had his mind made up. And when the Lord spoke to him that time, he said, go ahead and go with him. Not because it was his perfect will. Amen. But if you pray about something long enough and you override what you feel in your soul long enough, then it gets easier every time to override it. God deal with you about something in your life, something in your home, a situation. Something needs to be worked out. Something needs to be done. And if you don't do it right when God deals with you to do it, you might feel a little conviction about it later on. You might pray about it. But so many times, instead of the first time you pray, God will say, you need to go to them. You need to get that right. If you really want to feel me, you need to clean that thing up real good and get it just right. The second time you get down to pray about it, you'll say, now God, if it's your will for me to do that, you let them come and kneel on one knee and ask me to forgive them. And then I'll talk to them. Come on here now. God, if it's, you know, well, here we go. Hallelujah. I would take my coat off, but it's about too big. Hey, man. It looks funny without it. Looks funny with it, so I don't guess it matters. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hey, man, reach down right now and grab a hold underneath your seat. Hey, man, dig your fingernails in it real good and hold on. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach to you right here. If the Lord will help me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh. Amen. I think I'll pray again and just see if God's still got the same mindset. I think I'll pray again and see if that's still God's will. I'm going to tell you, if you keep on praying about it, you're going to get in a mess. You need to do it now. Do it while God's dealing with you. Amen. He spoke last night and said in 3 days, there'll be a full recovery. That key is now in your bosom. That key is now placed in your hands. It's left up to you. God's got it on His schedule. God's penciled it in. God's give you the key. And now it's left up to you what you're going to do with the will of God. What you're going to do with thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hold on tight. Amen. That one sister came to me. Amen. In that revival, I got up to preach that night. Had something else lined up. Come out of my pew. Walking up to the pulpit, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, preach on where to worship. Amen. All right. So I got up and started preaching that night. And the Lord came by. Well, after service, amen, this sister came to me. And she said, Brother Gentry, she said, I got a question for you. So I lay it on me. Hallelujah. She said, I was going to such and such a church. Been going there for so many years. And she said, an incident came up. And she said, I got my feelings hurt. I got hurt bad. And she started trying to tell me a little bit about it. I don't like hearing about that kind of stuff. Amen. Amen. You'd do better if you wouldn't like to hear about that kind of stuff. Your phone rings and they start telling you all that stuff about somebody hurt you and all this, that, and the other.
You do better not to listen to that stuff. Change a number. Get an unlisted one. Do something.
Amen.
And so she said, I need to know. I've left that church and said, I went over here a while and I went over there a while. And she's naming good churches. Nothing wrong with the churches. But she said, but I just ain't settled. And since you preached on where to worship, she said, where do I need to go to church? Amen. She said, I've asked, and she named some great men in our ranks. She said, I've asked this one and this one and this one. And said, every one of them told me, well, sister, you just keep on praying about it, and God will speak to you. That's the most dangerous advice you can give somebody. Just keep on praying about it, and sooner or later, the Lord will speak to you. I guarantee you, if you get down to business and pray about it real good, God will speak to you. But so many times what she was doing is she couldn't get settled anywhere else because that wasn't God's will. And so she kept praying about this and praying about that, praying over the will of God. Well, I'd probably told her what everybody else told her. You just keep on praying now. Hallelujah. But oh, I felt the Holy Ghost come down on me. Amen. And I just interrupted her and I said, the Holy Ghost just moved on. I just interrupted her and I said, who told you to go to that church that you went to for years? Good church. She said, the Lord told me to go there. Whoa, that's good direction. Hallelujah. She said, I said, well, was it God's will? She said, I know it was God's will. My boys didn't, they wasn't doing good. They got over there and said they're in church. They got to praying. They got to doing good. And now I'm worried about them. I said, who told you to go over there to church? She said, God did. I said, well, if God told you to go, who told you to leave? Amen. You know what she said? She said, well, this is what happened. I was wanting to, and then I said, no, wait. I didn't ask you, amen, about that. I asked you, who told you to leave? Help me while I preach. She said, well, didn't nobody tell me to leave? But she said, but I'm telling you, this one talked to me, and I got it hurt, and this is what happened, and this is what was happening. I said, no, wait. Forget all that. I said, who told you to go? She said, God. I said, if I knew you was in the center of God's will, and if I was the devil, which I'm not, contrary to belief of some, I'm not. If I was the devil, I said, you know what I'd do? I'd do everything I could to get you out of God's will. If it meant hurting you, if it meant, lying on you, if it meant whatever it meant, to get you out of God's will, that's what I do. Amen. And I said, you want me to tell you? I said, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, sis. I said, you need to go right back where God told you to go. Amen. Get right back there in church. Shout in the devil's face and shout on his head. Amen. And stay there until God tells you different. Amen. That's been several years ago. Amen. I saw her just a few weeks ago. And she's still going to that church where God told her to go 30 years ago. Amen. Her boys is grown and married. One of them is. They're both grown. They're both in church. They're both enjoying the presence of God. You know why? Because Mama said, I've already heard from God, and I'm going to go according to what God has spoke to my heart. Amen. Quit praying. Sis, amen, I told her, I said, I don't need to pray about it no more. Just go back to where God told you to go and stay there until the same voice that told you to you different. Oh, hallelujah. We're not careful, we'll let circumstance negotiate our turns in life. Amen. I'll just be honest with you. Amen. I hadn't always made every move just right. I hadn't always made every decision in the perfect will of God. There's been a few times I let Steve get in the way.
I let my emotions get in the way. I let my feelings get in the way. And I have made some bad decisions. But the thing to do is when you get to praying about it, God will speak to you. And God will tell you exactly what you need to do to get a full recovery. Help me while I preach. Amen. He'll put the key in my bosom and say, this is what you need to do. Amen. And so Balaam is prayed again. And he comes back out and says, well, the Lord told me I could go with you if you knocked on my tent door this morning. Well, he knew they was going to knock on his door. Hey, you're sleeping in his camp. If they're going to sleep in your camp, they're going to knock on your door. Amen. And so he got up and began to go with them. He got on that ass and started traveling down the road. And all of a sudden there was an angel with a flaming sword standing in the path. And the beast that he was on kind of went out of the path and went over to the side a little bit and jammed his leg up against the side of a wall there. It got so tight one time. Oh, he got mad. Kicked that old animal. Ain't that a sight? God's trying to save his life, and he's kicking against the very thing that can save him. He's kicking and fighting against the divine protection of Almighty God. Oh, God. Holy Ghost, would you settle in this building right now? Speak through me, Holy Ghost. Lift your hand right now, church. Holy Ghost, I pray right now that you'd speak, God, through me. God, I pray right now, God. The word just been spoken in secret. God, reveal them, oh God, to me right now. God, let the Holy Ghost move and speak in this service. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And all of a sudden, it got a little tighter. They came to a place where there was no path to turn out of. And it was so narrow as it come down between the walls of rock. And the beast stopped and would not go any further. And his first response was, if I had a sword, I would kill you. You wonder why God don't call certain people to preach? They tear up more than we could fix. If I was the pastor, that's why you're not. I guarantee if I had the control of that church, that's why you don't. If I had a sword, I'd take your head off. And all of a sudden, amen, he turned around, amen, and looked at him and opened his mouth and started rebuking him. Amen. The foolishness of the prophet. The foolishness of the prophet. Amen. Not that the prophet wanted to go to hell. Not that he wanted to hurt anybody. Not that he wanted to necessarily do bad things. But he just was working outside of the will of God. And he was paying the consequences. And that beast looked at him, opened his mouth, and began to rebuke him. Said, haven't I always been your beast? Have I ever done you wrong? Have I ever in any way done? Amen. And all of a sudden his eyes was open. And he saw that angel standing out with that flaming sword. It would have killed him. The beast would have lived. But he would have took that man into eternity. But you know why God spared him? Amen. The beast that was under him had more spiritual discernment than he did. Amen. I want to preach just a little bit more to you. We're going to give you a chance to pray. I'm going to tell you right now, there's something great about to happen in this service. Because God has been dealing with you and talking with you for weeks. And He has placed the key in your bosom of what you need to do. Right here in this service, God is boosting your faith. The devil's already been warning you and fighting you.
You prayed about it again today, and you said, but you got down and said, well, maybe I missed it. Maybe this ain't God's will. I need to pray some more about it. Whew. You see, somebody will come up to you right when you're got the will of God on your mind, about to obey Him, and somebody will come up to you and start speaking kind words. And start speaking flattery. And start, hey man, trying to entice you. That ain't nothing but a trick of the devil. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, the voice of the Lord speaks. And then all we have to do is obey that voice. Quit praying and start obeying. That second prayer almost cost Balaam his life. And if you pray about it anymore, it may cost you your soul. It may cost you your testimony. It may cost you your sanity. But what you need to do is say, Lord, I know Your will. I'm not going to fight against it anymore. I'm going to do exactly what You have told me to do. I don't know exactly what God has told you in days and weeks gone by. But if you want a full recovery, you're going to have to obey Him this service tonight. Would you stand to your feet? I got a whole page here, but I feel like I need to close right now. Sometimes when God speaks to us and we really are wavering and don't know how to obey Him or what to do to obey Him, it hinders us. You remember when you first prayed? When you first got in? Sometimes, you know, I've been preaching close to 20 years now. Been full time about over 14 and a half years preaching the Word of the Lord. But I remember when I came over to the old church, and I forget the name of the highway now and all, but you know where it's at. You remember the old beer joint that the man named Mike Nichols went in and sat down one day and drunk his first drink? Hallelujah. Several years later, he come back through the doors, started to hold his church. Praise God. Amen. Now I remember when I pulled in over there before I was ever married, that little old S10 truck. Had me a camper shell on the back of it, all my clothes hanging up in it. Man, I had a rolling Motel 8. Amen. Slept in it many nights on the side of the road. Amen. I didn't know a whole lot. I wasn't as studied as I am now. I wasn't as versed as I am now. I hadn't preached near as much. In fact, all I know to do was just obey God. God just speak to your heart about a little old thought. God just tell you go do something. Amen. God tell you to roll in the floor. You just didn't have no more sense but just get on there and roll. God tell you to go to somebody and tell them you're sorry. Now you'll pray about it. Back in, you didn't think a second time. You'd go to them and say, brother, if I've offended you, won't you know I'm sorry? God spoke to me. He spoke to this church, but He spoke to me last night. He said, I'm going to give you full recovery. I'm going to give you back the innocence of your experience with God. Back to the place where you didn't think it all out and reason it all out and weigh it all out. You just said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. I'll obey you, Lord. What are they going to think? What are they going to say? That used to never even enter my mind. I didn't care what people thought. I didn't worry about what they said. I'd heard from the Lord. Oh, for the innocence to be put back in our life tonight. And for us to obey what He's speaking in our heart about right now. Do what He said do.
You may not be able to fully do it right here in this service. There may be some things at home you got to handle. You might need to handle some things between your companion. There might be some things that you got to get on the phone to handle. There may be some things you need to drive to handle. I don't know. But I know how you'll make that start tonight. As you'll come to this altar and say, Lord, I'm not going to pray about it no more. But if you'll give me the strength, I'll obey you 100%. And I'll do exactly what you've told me to do. Amen. You may have a call on your life. God might be dealing with you about preaching or teaching. You've been praying about it and you just about prayed it back off. You're going to pray yourself into a mess. It's time tonight to say, Lord, I ain't praying about it no more. I know you dealt with my heart. By faith, I'm going to step out and I'm going to obey you. The altars is open right now. If you're here in this service, you're tired of praying and you're ready to obey, I want you to come. God's dealt with your heart. There's one. There's some more that needs to come right now. I'm not giving a general altar call. I'm giving a very pointed altar call. God has been speaking to you. And you're coming tonight to say, Lord, I am going to obey you. I'm going to do what you said, Lord. I'm going to obey you, God. There's some in the altar. Here comes another one. Lord, I know, God. It's been in my heart a long time. I know exactly what I need to do, what I need to say. I want you to come. There's some more. God's put it in your heart. I want you to step out. I'm going to obey God by the help of the Lord. I mean to obey Him tonight, Brother Steve. The key to your help and deliverance is in your bosom. Would you come? Is there another? Is there another tonight? I want a full recovery. Here's the key. Here's the key. Here's the key. Here's the key. What's God saying? What's God saying to you? It's time to obey Him. It's time to obey Him. Bless this couple. There's several coming here. They want God's full recovery. Is there another anywhere in the building? There's no need in praying no more. It's time to obey God. Alright, church, I want everybody in the building that can, I want you to come. If you're physically able and you're saved, I want you to make your way up a few pews, a little bit. I want you to come up. Let's pray with these. Let's lay hands on them. Let's seek God. Maybe the Lord will burden your heart with somebody. Lay hands on them. Maybe God will talk to your heart about somebody in these altars. Maybe there's something you need to do in this service. Let's obey God. Let's obey God. Come on.
Understand, piece by piece.